Welcome.
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 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome, everybody, to Season 2, Episode 6 of the Gift of Gab podcast. Today, it's going to be a chill ep. OT is at Disneyland, having fun.
OT's hog swaddling at Disneyland.
Oh, I can't say that.
What were you going to say?
No,
can you whisper it to me?
No. Okay. Oh. I'm going to say it, but this is just heinous, guys. He's balls deep in Mickey right now.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's
geez.
Terrible.
That's instantly what you thought of.
Once he said hog swaddled.
Yeah,
he said hog swaddled.
That's arguably is.
I'm a martyr.
Yeah. OT is doing God knows what at Disneyland. Probably standing in line. Place is a freaking. I guess you call it Line Land. Oh no!
That's hilarious. That's
got himself.
He does
that's
know
too
the board
good.
Well,
I feel like I'm. Am I turned down? No.
No, you're turned way up.
I'm turned way up.
No, just you're, feels you're different. Just, you're
which
just
guy are
then.
You? You're red.
He's technically red, but in
Goldilocks.
In a much
it's
realer
like, it's Goldilocks and the Three
oh,
Bears.
Oh, your ears? You mean? Oh,
no,
oh, you are turned down.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were selfishly looking for your levels to be increased.
No.
But
yeah.
Just your ears.
You want that sweet voice time.
We've got levels and we've got
can
ears.
You, can
guys.
You do it a little more?
Wow. Wow.
We've got levels and we've got ears. And anybody that's dealt with audio knows which each of those are.
Although I have to say it took several years of Bishop education to learn that these were XLR cables.
Yeah, they didn't. They really left me hanging in that regard.
Is that the real
was that
name?
On them or?
Yeah. Wait, what?
I mean, I took basically 4 years of multimedia, dealt with XLR cables for all 4 years.
But the name never came up.
The name never came up. So I didn't know it was an XLR cable.
They just said, those, get them.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
You don't even know.
I don't know. It was just a trance. They had me in a trance.
They were the Voldemort of cables.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to ask you to just turn me down a little more.
Down or up?
Down.
Okay. Well, you were saying up, so.
Oh, I was saying up.
You
saying
said,
down.
Could you turn me up? And then you said up a little more?
Well, I thought.
Did you mean to say down?
No,
both
no, no.
Times?
No. I thought my. It was so quiet on here, I thought I was turned down on my levels.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And great then, use of the word levels, Ben.
Sweet.
That's with 0 years of Bishop.
And then the second time I just said up.
That's impressive.
I just said up again on accident.
Oh, okay. So.
All right.
Total accident, huh?
Can you turn me down?
Sure, man.
Wow.
Whatever you want.
Picky.
OT, I asked OT to email me the sound bites. He said, shoot, I'm not home right now.
Yep.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah.
We know.
Because he's balls deep in Mickey.
Jiminy Christmas.
It's un-George. Okay. I can say whatever I want now. It's un-George.
Every time you just do quotes and say
hey,
George
he's
after.
He's quoting George.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right. It's a nighttime app, guys. So, you know, don't expect us to have morning brain. I don't know.
My night brain is probably
better than morning
your
brain.
Your morning brain.
Yeah. Do you know what's at school? If I force myself to do homework, I pretty much can't force myself to do homework past like 7 p.m.
That's such a thing that Lucas has too, my roommate, and I am just not the same at all. Like we had took a final from 7:30 to 10:30, and it was just a breeze. It was nothing.
At night?
P.m.?
That's
yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
That's crazy.
I'll do, if I, this has happened multiple times where I like try to start a piece of homework like at night, like whatever, 7:30.
A piece of homework.
What? Okay.
That's just interesting.
Yeah, an item of homework.
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 Just, yeah.
Whatever. Okay, I'll try to start a. But this is. Night brain. Whatever. I'll be like, oh, this is so hard. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'll feel so discouraged so immediately. And then, like, the next morning I go at it, and I'm like, oh, I could just figure this out easily.
Huh.
It's crazy. Like, 7 p.m. is the cutoff, and I'm just useless.
I'll have.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I have a.
Does that ever hurt you?
No, because I'm not really a procrastinator, so I'm generally like on top of stuff. I don't really let stuff.
So you're 7 to 10s of each night. Those are work free.
I hang out. Yeah, I'll do. Those are like my main chilling hours.
Really?
Like,
those are not my main chilling.
Me neither.
Yeah, pretty much after dinner, I tend not to do homework.
Those are my. I'll give you my main chilling hours. I'll rank some different hours by how chilling they are in my life.
Okay.
2 to 4 are insane chilling hours.
Really?
To the point of unconsciousness. I might be napping. I might be napping during those hours.
Okay. I'd be ultra liable to nap during those hours.
Second highest chilling hours are probably 10 to 12. Nighttime.
Really? So you're kind of do work after 4 before 10.
Because then you're sleeping?
No, he's hanging out.
Well, actually, Ben's caught me in a snare.
A paradox.
What is it? Well, because 2 to 4... If those are chilling hours, and then, yeah, okay, those are often chilling hours, and sometimes I do work during those. Let's say that.
Okay. Do you ever do work just in the morning?
No.
Wake up and get some.
Oh well, God no.
Beaster.
Basically, the day starts after lunch for me.
I'll wake up in the morning, get stuff done, but I can also
nighttime work.
It's not like I'm procrastinating a lot of work for the night. I'm like slowly doing it throughout. After I get out of class, basically. Okay. So, like, 6 to 10, I'm, like, it's not like I'm working, like, really hard or anything, but, like, I'll take breaks and, like, hang out and maybe play, like, Xbox or something and then, like, go back to homework. So, it's kind of intertwined, I guess.
Do you have an Xbox at school?
Yeah, PS4.
Oh, nice. Ivan, you get up mega early.
I do. I was going to say 7 to 10. By 10 o'clock, I've been asleep for 3 hours normally.
Yeah, that's
nice. Is this a...
That's nice.
Well, is it it's your weekend, so are you... Is that why you're able to...
Oh, tonight? Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, I usually get up around in the fours, maybe five. Whoa. In the fives if I'm sleeping in.
Sometimes, okay, on the occasional bar run, you'll get up like in the threes or twos.
One time I got up at 1.
What?
Oh my! Because
I had to drive to LA and be there by 4.
Oh my
goodness! Yeah. Was there no traffic? Was that?
Oh, it was great. It was like the best time to drive. That's like fun. The pandemic, the fires, and 1 a.m. are the best time to drive to LA.
Yeah.
Imagine there's a fire during a pandemic and it's 1 a.m.
Oh my! Cruising. It's just you.
Yeah, we're just for reference. We're currently sitting at 9:25. So these are hours. These are dad hours that are not always. Scene.
No,
that's true.
Carpe diem.
A rare sighting. I feel like I should justify my presence because anybody who's watching now and has watched a previous episode might think, where's OT?
Yeah.
And it's...
Well, hog swaddling around in Disney.
We know. That's true. So I was sort of anticipating quietly sitting behind the board, not saying much, but since you're behind the board, I had to sit over here. And now it looks like I belong here, but it probably doesn't feel like it.
No, it feels like it. No.
I feel like you slot in with such minimal turmoil. It's kind of crazy. Like, you just boom in there. Fun insight, good commentary.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
If I had little glasses, I'd be basically OT.
If we had to pick someone who's out of place right now.
Don't say me on the board.
Oh, that sounded a little John Mulaney.
That's for Ben.
No, that's for you.
Yeah,
you'd be on the board. That's a
no, come on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shout out to my boy Ashton.
Yeah, there we go. George didn't know what he was doing.
No, I knew that. Actually, I kind of forgot what that one was, but I knew it had the word Ashton in it, so I was like, worth a shot.
There's a whole button for that? That's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That came from an app. We took that. We just ripped that from an app.
We cut it.
We sliced it.
And then we put it on the board, and now it's not in the ep anymore. There's just blank.
Silence.
It's silence.
We should have a soundbite that is an entire podcast episode. That way, if we ever
don't want to do one,
yeah, getting
so just click that button and
wait 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so chill.
Be here 2.5 hours, just kind of like we got to be there for the camera.
Do you guys think if this was like our job, would you guys like it less? Like, if there were stakes to this?
Well, first of all, there are stakes. We have...
Flank stakes.
Keep going.
prime rib.
Steaks you put in. There was not steaks you put in a vampire. Steaks you put. Steaks you used to kill a vampire. Yeah. So there are steaks. So it's not true that there's no steaks. Okay, Ben?
The presence of steaks has been established.
If there were steaks, would.
I probably would maybe. Yeah. Maybe marginally. I think it'd still be fun. And
yeah.
I think it'd be more fun.
You do?
You think it would be more fun?
Oh, yeah.
Why would it be more fun? Because you'd be able to. Well,
if it was your job, you'd probably put time into like
right.
planning. You'd probably get some guests.
True.
You'd I don't know. You might build a little studio, or I don't know.
Right.
You could do. Yeah, you'd do more with.
You
it.
Could
you'd
do stuff with it, and it would be justified. Guests.
Yeah.
Where did we go with guests?
Well, we just don't.
We really just ran out of the people. We ran out of all the people.
Yeah, I mean, the guests are just our friends and family, and
we've got a limited supply of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also like we just.
We also don't really plan them anymore. We just kind of be like, oh, let's cruise on over here.
Yeah, yeah.
What about your roommates?
Yep.
Yeah.
The band.
Oh, the band. Yeah, what are we doing?
Tell them.
You could do it.
They're still around. You have a gig next week.
Yeah.
They're obviously still here.
You could do a tiny desk right in the middle of the podcast.
Oh, that would be so good.
That would be way cool.
Yeah.
How would we?
We could just do it separately and then cut it in.
Or... Yeah, not we, but OT.
I mean,
I'd cut it right in.
Just get Megan right here with a guitar. That's all you need.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
Ben
just right there in the pocket,
riffing.
Yeah,
yeah.
God, well, should we do that
now?
Now,
why? Who needs Megan? Let's just have Ben riff. Ben riff.
You guys are saying now. You ever try freestyling, George?
Freestyle rapping.
Yeah.
One time when now this is a. College story and from a night out, so you can guess, you know, maybe I'm not gonna say what I've had to drink, but
it's not nothing.
And I was like walking home from a party, and I just wrote on my notes freestyle, and then I like thought I could just come up with a freestyle and come up with like maybe one line, and that was it. And I was like, but I was like ultra confident that I could keep it going, and that was sort of the one time I've been confident in my freestyling ability.
I've freestyled, I've pulled off a pretty good.
How long?
Not that long, but it was, I'm gonna say maybe a minute or two.
Ooh, that's long.
Good freestyle, or
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And it was good enough to
whoop and I boop boop boom like that kind of.
No, I was flowing, George.
Okay.
I'm a rhythmic guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it was good enough to get Larry going.
That's fellow
musician Larry.
Yeah, that's as much as I would ever ask for.
Yeah.
Actually, that's more than I would ever ask for. So.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beaster? Freestyle?
No.
Besides you just ripping right there?
Have I ever? No.
That one quick riff.
Would
that have gotten...
Am I confident in my ability? Not super. If I was ever walking home from a party, I might be.
You might nail it.
Might nail it, yeah.
Freestyles, guys, I hate to break it to you. When rappers freestyle on the radio...
They're often not freestyling.
If it sounds like they're not freestyling, they're not freestyling. That's the conclusion I've come to.
Really?
Yeah.
What about J. Cole's?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
So written.
Just,
and that I loved it so much before that occurred to me.
How do you know for
sure? It's just a thing. It's basically a thing for a freestyle to be written, like a pretty well-known thing that freestyles aren't written. And then once you know that... And you've seen some actual freestyles, it's just so clear when it's not a freestyle.
What about Juice WRLD?
I don't know. I don't know which one you're referring to.
Like
he freestyles
like all of his songs.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I can't
vouch for that. there was one real good Earl Sweatshirt freestyle, and then apparently he just has that verse in a song also.
Yeah. Okay. Example.
I mean, that might be a freestyle then.
There's a...
Because he might like fall back on that and keep... Like, was it the song out before?
I don't know. But, it just sort of is like, okay, Earl.
There was Kanye went on a... Kanye and Pusha T were on some radio show in, like, 2010.
Uh-huh.
And they did a freestyle. And it was, like, this crazy freestyle. And it's on YouTube as this crazy, such a good freestyle. And it's just a verse from the song Gorgeous.
That came after or before?
After. I feel like that just means it's written.
Yeah.
It's right before he's going to drop this album. It's right before he releases this album, and he says a verse that There's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, yeah.
There's a way, technically, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
So that's just
touching toes right now.
For all the tens of millions of people of my generation listening, this is just making a rap on the fly. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. And it's when it's done for real, it's actually it's insane. It's so impressive.
How do you know? Then how do you know?
I feel like you can kind of just tell. People sort of will stumble a little bit or have some bars that are kind of, you know, subpar. Like the J. Cole freestyle is like, every bar is just like this double entendre wordplay callback to the, like, it's just way too, there's no way. I just think there's no way. It's too good. It's way too
good. This is sounding, you kind of came out of the gate like you knew it with facts, and it's sounding more and more like speculation.
I bet if we went to the YouTube video and looked at the comments, that I bet there would be people concurring with me.
Well, they'd just be speculating. Yeah.
But we better not go to the comments, because I'm so sure of it. We don't need to. There's no need to go there.
Okay, I'm sort of getting less and less on board, but I still think there's probably a good a good number of freestyles are probably written. And
I basically know.
This is like Ashton saying Dante DiVincenzo is the drippiest white boy in the NBA.
Oh, well, it's just that's totally true.
Goes without saying.
Well, I would agree, knowing nothing about it, just knowing how difficult it is to come up with one funny thing on the fly in the moment. If you can come up with verses that rhyme and have meaning and double entendres just off the top of your head, so there's probably some planning going on.
I guess. I mean, ideally, that's just the cool part about it. But
idea. You know. I just, George.
They have this guy at Christmas called Santa that comes around too. You guys probably heard of him.
He's
that's also real.
Wow.
Yeah, George.
Wow. one time we were.
George is a little boy. Okay, go. One time what?
I forget who it was, but they were doing a magic trick. Someone was doing a magic trick with cards, and then me and Emma were like, "Oh, how'd you do that?" After, or like, "You better tell us how you did it." And someone else was like, "No, I don't want them to ruin it. Like, I like them to keep the magic." I was like, "Yeah, but you know it's not really magic. You know they're doing a trick.
Yeah.
So let's just find out what the trick." That's the interesting part. It's not like, "Oh, I wonder if there was really magic involved." Like, that's off the table right away. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
I thought that'd be an awesome premise for a movie. Is about like, there was a couple of magician movies that came out right at the same time, like The Prestige, and there was another one, I forget the name of it.
Magic Mike.
Have you seen?
That's the different one.
There's one where like they like break into something.
Now You See Me.
That's a modern. But these were set in like the 1900s or something like that, and they were both really good.
You're totally off base, Ben. But go on.
Silly try, Ben. Whatever.
But that'd be a great premise for a movie where like a few magicians actually have magic powers. And, like you can't really tell.
Everyone's trying to figure out what it is, and they're literally just magic.
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes. Where does it go?
I don't know.
Where's their real magic?
We're going to let listeners comment how the plot should play out.
Let's crowdsource a movie.
And then crowdfund it.
Give us money. How about if you're gonna
just
pitch...
crowdfund the movie, just crowdfund me. Crowdfund me.
If you're gonna pitch a little bit of the plot, there's like $100 buy-in. How about that? Or maybe, I mean, movies are expensive. $1,000?
So here's where AI is gonna go. You were asking yesterday, well, last podcast, what AI is like, where it's gonna go.
Uh-huh.
So I anticipate in less than 100 years.
I'm gonna try it right now.
In less than 100 years, you're gonna, like, you know how guy, you know, in the classic scene of the guy pitching a movie where he's like, "Okay, it's like Mission Impossible meets." You basically just describe the movie to the AI, and it actually makes it on the fly.
Yeah, that is if there ever comes a day,
the movie.
Yeah, so like 10 minutes later, like you've got the full 2-hour movie with like all the acting, the script. It's all like presented to you. It's
like
done.
Like with the actor, like everyone,
it's all generated, all CG.
Like, I mean, I guess that.
That'd be cool.
That could fully happen. It would be interesting to, because like AIs are kind of almost human, but not quite human, for that to be like physically manifest in a character in a movie, like some guy who's just like kind of slipping up every once in a while, or like doesn't quite make sense. Like,
so it's called The Illusionist.
Oh yeah, that's the other one I was looking for, yeah.
No, this is the AI movie that I just put into ChatGPT.
Oh, wait, I thought that was the... Okay.
Fully be the other one.
Okay, I'm going to look the other one up.
Okay, well, I said movie plot with magicians who have real magic. And the synopsis is, the movie follows a group of five young, talented magicians who have discovered they have the ability to perform real magic. Initially, they use their powers for personal gain to achieve fame and success in the world of magic shows. However, they soon realize that with great power comes great responsibility. They must decide how to use their abilities for the greater good. As they struggle to navigate this new and dangerous world, they are pursued by a secret society of magicians who seek to control and exploit their powers.
Wait, it just came up with that?
It just came up with that. It sounds kind of fire.
There you go.
That sounds pretty good.
I'd watch it.
And a lot of like superhero backstory stuff, a lot of the... Like for the like magicians, a lot of the premise is like that. Like they're famous magicians who are just like have real magic.
Oh, and then they turn to superheroes?
Yeah.
Ben, as a superhero guy, what do you know about The Boys, that show?
I haven't really watched it.
Oh, I've watched it.
What? Oh, really?
It's
pretty dark.
Yeah.
It seems.
It is. Very first episode, that guy's the speedster runs right through that guy's girlfriend and blows her up, her to smithereens.
Yeah, there's some there. It's pretty
crazy.
From what I've heard, the premise is like if it's like superheroes, but like if they were just like if they were real,
not only
they don't have, they're not like moral there.
They've gone corporate. So like they're like sponsored by this kind of evil corporation and they're all kind of jerks in some way. Like they're not really altruistic at all.
The first episode or something, second episode, maybe even the guy who's supposed to be like, who's like the main dude, Homelander. Who is also on the, have you guys heard the Metro Boomin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Took a little monologue of his for that.
But, yeah,
he blows up a plane with like kids on it.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
I mean, this guy.
Did you like the show?
I'm against that.
I'm for that.
I think I sort of got burned out on it because it was just so
it's
dark,
so
and
intense,
kind of like you're wondering where it's going, and it's,
kind of like dark for dark's sake.
That's a classic Pelly Tracewell. Dispositional difference is us Pellys like to. We don't like as dark or depressing media. I feel like
I don't think I
remember the Outsiders. Remember that whole debate?
No,
but I feel like that's a perennial thing. Is
name another thing?
I feel like your dad loves all these like kind of classics like books or movies that.
Those aren't inherently dark if they're classic.
No, I know, but come on.
I'm not. I mean, I'll give it to you if you give me more, but you're not.
The Outsiders. Probably Dostoevsky.
I don't even know if he's read that at all. Yeah, I mean, it's like dark.
Crime and Punishment, George? It's the best book ever written.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not giving you that.
No, you got
it. It's a reach. It's a reach.
It's not a reach. Oh my God!
All right. Should we answer some questions?
Yeah, I've got a tailor made set from who many are calling the biggest Gabberwocky of all time.
What?
And, Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda Chung. She has a specific notes folder that she sent me called Questions for the Pod.
Nice.
Wow.
So
organized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll rattle these off. Question one, do you think it's best to be the oldest, middle, or youngest sibling? And now we've got...
Oldest, middle, and youngest.
Maybe that's why
yes.
She...
What are you, Ivan?
I'm the oldest.
Huh. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear from the oldest first. Well, let's...
We have no other perspective, so...
Oldest, okay, well, let's just not debate what is best. Just say
just
how
say,
has it been...
Say your experience.
How has being the oldest affected?
And say how many siblings and how much older you are.
Okay. Little sister, Abby, one sibling.
Flumbus,
yeah. 2 years older than her. It hasn't felt that different, it seems, but like the weird thing is like the age gap seemed to have narrowed very much.
As you've grown
as
older.
As we've grown older, yeah. Which is kind of like obviously.
Makes sense, but it's nice. Huh?
Yeah, no, it is nice.
I was thinking about that with Clara just now.
Today?
Yeah. Like, they're all discussing college and them stuff. And it's like, Claire is still 2 years younger,
but it
feels less and less like she's 2 years younger.
Yeah.
More, yeah.
And then maybe, like, rules and stuff. I had it. There was...
Harder?
Maybe. But, like, not...
Slightly?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't think... Yeah.
Hmm.
What about you, Ivan?
So I got one of each, a brother and a sister, and they're, like, my brother's, like, 2.5 years younger than my sister's, like, 5 years younger or something, 6 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I definitely think the rules thing, and as a parent too, like the first kid, you're like, worried about him, and then the next one, you're like, oh, it's probably fine.
That's, you kind of gone through it all.
Yeah.
Especially on round three. I mean, come on, you're old pros.
Yeah.
When you get to the third kid.
I remember two things with my sister, because she was quite a bit younger. It was like, in elementary school, it was super embarrassing because I'd like the bus would drop me off and I'd walk home and then she'd be like standing in the front yard naked and all my friends were kind of embarrassing that your kid's sister was standing outside naked.
Yeah.
But then I remember when I was in college and she was in probably middle school or maybe high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could be either. I could, like, I had a job so I could send her money on her birthday. So that was kind of cool.
Nice. That's fun.
Yeah.
Nice. Hi, George, middle. We're going descending.
Middleist? Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm. I feel pretty sweet being in the middle. I sort of don't.
Which is maybe not a
common take.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably. I don't feel overlooked at all. But because how could you, you know, with this sort of these good looks and that charm.
These assets, I mean, you'd be a fool to overlook.
I feel like,
all
yeah,
this.
Being also being the only boy
kind
of helps with
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, I think I'm glad I'm not.
The only man.
I think I'm glad I'm not the oldest or the youngest because Emma. She feels like certain responsibilities being the oldest and also sort of had to do that, like maybe they were slightly stricter with her. And then Clara, the youngest, is, I guess that she's pretty much just chilling, but it sucks that she's still at home and we're both gone. I think that's kind of
yeah,
too bad.
That's I remember her saying, oh my gosh, what's it going to be like when George and Emma are both gone?
Yeah, it's just pretty boring, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like fine, but. Yeah, I'm hyped on the middle. At least for me, it's worked out like at six. So I'd say middle's the best. Yeah, I would.
For real?
I mean, for me.
Well, for you, it's the only thing you've.
The only thing you ever know. And open your mind. You can't.
Close-minded.
You can't see that.
I mean,
that?
It's not. I don't know if anyone in position is inherently the best, but I like being in the middle. So whatever.
It's the best.
It's the best. So I guess it is. Yeah. No, I take it about.
State your.
Oh, I've got an older sister and a younger sister, and we're both like 19 months and 18 months apart, so pretty close.
Claire's
Wait, hold on. 18 months?
Or like it's like 19 months and like 22 months or something then.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, Abby's 22 months.
I never thought of it in terms of months. I always thought Emma's just 1 year above us in school and Claire's two.
Yeah.
But it's almost which is really kind of the defining. I mean, your age within a grade doesn't really
It doesn't
matter.
No.
The grade is more important than the age.
Yeah, fully.
I guess, yeah.
It probably mattered less in like the 1800s when the whole school was just one room with all the kids in it. So like the little kids and the big kids are all in the same room.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I'm young for my grade.
But
it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Yeah, because I would like have, like there'd be like sophomore or like when I was a junior and there'd be like sophomores that I'd be like kind of like, bossing around, I guess, on water polo, and they'd be like older than me, so it'd be like
legend,
kind of weird.
Yeah, I will say, as someone who's also young for their grade, around May, about May through my birthday, July 7th, kind of really just waiting for that birthday to come.
Yeah,
I mean, like everybody was 18 at the end of my senior year, and I was like still 17. It doesn't weigh on me, but when I have to say, yeah, I'm 17, it's like.
I mean, I started off.
I'm not 17 anymore.
I started off college.
I just want to put that up. I'm currently 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What? Bizarre. I don't think anyone thinks you're 17.
Well, yeah, but for some reason, I just chose an example of, I guess because it was.
That was like a big.
The most recent time that was kind of.
And like a big milestone. Everyone was like turning 18.
Yeah.
It was weird. Yeah, starting off college being 17 was like.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
That was weird.
Yeah. See, I met this girl in my psych class. On like day one of my psych class, like the first time I had not first day of college, but first day I had the class.
Yeah.
and she was 17. I'm not holding it against her per se, but I'm not like
what?
But it's a little thing like, oh yeah, I feel a little bad for you.
And
as someone who
is 18?
Yeah, I feel like if I was...
You get all the glory of being 18. You just have no idea what
it's like. I'm surprised George has never considered this as someone with a June birthday.
Yeah, I never... I weirdly... I'm not to any very real degree, but I if I had to do one thing, I would maybe take pride in being a little younger.
Yeah, me, yeah. Like,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm younger, I'm still hanging with the big dogs.
All
right.
That's not at all. Not at all. True. Well, you are the ultimate. Who has who beat? Ben, when's your birthday again?
September 7th.
Dad's got you beat because you were young and you were October.
Yeah.
So you were 17, like, well into your first year of college.
Yeah, and I remember, speaking of being 18, in England, when I was at school in England, you had to be 18 to drive.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Huh.
And there was one guy in the school who was 18, so there was one guy at school who could drive to school.
Legend.
So I think he just parked, like, where the teachers parked. And then I came to school in California, and
everybody's driving.
Well, there was, like, a parking lot for the juniors and a parking lot for the seniors. Yeah. And it was, like, it looked like a Target. Parking lot. It was just huge.
All sorts
of cars. Wait, what? Everybody drives?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'm not taking pride in that.
Really?
No, not at all.
Well, it's like
it's a dirty little secret of mine.
Well, people,
I feel like
it feels good.
Yeah.
You're like, I can do this, but I'm younger than all of you.
Huh.
I'm always the youngest. Like,
never. Yeah. It's always been something that I admit, sort of bashfully.
Oh, no, you're
younger.
There
are like
you.
Fully people that are like a year and more older than me. Yeah. Grade.
That's hard. See?
Which is kind of weird, like not super, but it's like you've been alive for like a year.
Maybe this is as someone who has an older sibling.
I have an older sibling.
Okay, no. That's true. But I have a 3-year old.
No,
I have a 3-year older sibling.
Yeah,
and I feel like the olderness. I was always considering his olderness. It was always like,
you're
and
like,
I told this to George,
young.
But I was always feeling young. Like, whenever I was doing something, like, I don't know, like.
Wouldn't it have felt, I feel like I would have felt younger if I was in a lower grade, though.
Which I, what are you saying?
Like, you're saying you were young for your grade, right?
Oh, but I'm also saying, I'm switching the subject to now say that OT is older than me by 3 years. And for me, growing up a lot, it felt like, I felt like a little phony. I felt like he was doing this 3 years ago. Like now
this really is not that sick.
Like I'm futzing around with, I don't know. Like I'm going to parties with girls now or something. And like birthday or whatever, like in like eighth grade or something. It's like, he's been doing this. Like all of this is like
just,
old
automatically.
News. Like I'm in high school. Oh, he's graduated already, basically.
Yeah.
Like that.
So okay. You just lag in some way?
Yeah, I'm just
you're like going through the motions.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
checking
to 3 years from now. In fact, I used to think, okay, when we're 8 and 11, like I would think this when I'm 8. Uh-huh. Okay, I feel pretty young right now.
Uh-huh.
But I remember thinking like, when we're 13 and 16, I'll feel pretty old.
We'll be good. Like, we'll be on
and
relative
then, like,
even
and then,
territory.
Like, I was thinking, like, 18 and 21. Are you kidding me? Like,
that's
negligible.
The same.
Yeah. And
well, you were way shorter than him forever until recently.
That's also true. I was a little guy.
Yeah.
You're like 2 feet shorter than him.
There's a photo on our Alexa of us in a little field in England, and it's probably, it might be the greatest differential ever was, because it was like OT, it was me, it's still fully in my short era,
mm-hmm.
and OT really like not, because OT was always tall, but then he got like actually tall, mm-hmm. right? Like, you're like tall
six,
for an
four
yeah,
tall.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Is he 6'4"?
I'm putting him at 6'4". If George is,
like
if we're giving George 6'3".
Yeah, I give myself 6'3", and I always feel a little bit bad about it.
Because you're not?
I'm 6'2.5".
Yeah, I'm 6'1".
So ooh, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to say 6'2.5".
Did you earn that 6'1"?
I hope so.
should I say 6'2" every time?
No, say 6'3".
Just round it out.
I think rounding it up
is perfectly legit.
What do you feel?
I feel good saying 6'3", but I might be lying a little. 6'2.5". Whatever.
But at that point, like you don't come across like. I don't think you come across better, or like I don't think it's better to be honest about being saying I'm 6'2.5". At that point, it almost sounds like you're 6'2" and trying to give yourself a half.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like it doesn't sound like, oh, that guy's really honest.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know what? I like you, kid.
It sounds a bit like when you're like
7.5.
Well, yeah, like you're 5 3/4. Yeah. Like I'm almost. Yeah. It's almost my birthday. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
I'm gonna be sick.
We were at. Remember, we were at this bonfire, and there was this group of high schoolers next to us.
Oh.
And they had gotten into some conundrum of some kind. I think. Oh, one of their friends got pretty drunk.
Yeah.
To a point that might have been unsafe for this person, and so basically they came over looking for help.
And how old were you?
This was this summer. This
oh.
It was for like Molly's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
one of them said they were 16 and a half.
No, 15 and a half.
Yeah.
And it was like, you are not doing yourself any favors
Don't
with that
say
half.
15 and a half. I haven't counted a half
All
birthday.
You're indicating to me is that you're at a point in your life where the half still carries any weight. Yeah. Like, you are still very
they
much
They just got their
kid.
Permit, is why.
Yeah.
I'm, like, totally driving now.
How did they... Was it like, hey, I'm 15 and a half and I need some help?
Yeah.
Like, how did
no,
it come
we
up?
Like, how
this
old are you 15
guys? And a half year old needs some help. Who's got two
does
thumbs?
Not know their drinking limit. I think we were like, are you guys in high school? How old are you guys? And they're 15 and a half. We were like, ooh. The kids
start over. You're in fifth grade.
Yeah. Just lie. I'll forget you said that. Just tell me something
17
else.
17 even.
Yeah.
Walk back into the darkness, turn around, walk back into the bonfire light. Just forget that one happened.
I have a question for you guys. Did you guys, when you guys were like the older people on your team, were you like... bossing people around?
Oh, absolutely. I was relishing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was. Yeah.
In fact, I was basically, baseball was essentially an eternal struggle for me to become top dog until my senior year. And then
tall.
I was top dog.
That's kind of just how that goes.
I guess. But some people are kind of top dog when they're juniors.
I was. Yeah.
I mean,
we
got
a freshman.
Yeah.
Beast or B is on a different.
Yeah.
Playing field.
But like, I was kind of, because I was thrown in a big pond from a young age, and then I was just kind of scrambling around in a big pond.
Bishop?
Yeah.
Big pond?
No, the varsity team.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm playing with guys older than me.
Well, I think your height also had something to do with that, because you really weren't, like, when did you get tall?
I'm going to say...
Was it senior year?
I'm going to say start of freshman year, I was maybe 5'3 or 5'4.
Yeah.
Start of sophomore year, maybe 5'9", and then junior year, I probably was almost at 6 foot, and then the rest is history. This is giving me issues.
Maybe mute yourself when you fix that.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm done fixing it.
Oh, okay. I feel like my freshman year, I felt like. That's probably like one of my best athletic years ever.
You had a really fun time.
Yeah, I did.
Seems like a fun time.
Freshman year.
You got taken under the wing of some sweet seniors.
Yeah, because I felt like being young, I could almost do no wrong when I was playing.
Because
like,
if you did do wrong, you're just
I mess up,
a freshman.
And then I had like, and then I like mentally made me play like really well, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I've learned nothing to lose right now.
For me, I think I always had something to lose. Because I was always fighting for a spot on a team with a bunch of older guys. Mm-hmm. I was not like my performance greatly affected whether or not I played.
Yeah. But,
I had a lot to lose, I felt like.
But almost like if I don't do well and I'm not on this team, then it's like I almost shouldn't. I shouldn't be on the team, but it's like
I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be here anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah. So it's a yeah. I guess.
So yeah, that's how I.
Well, then, yeah. Well, then sophomore and junior year hit, and I had less of that. Because I did have some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then those were just like...
Now it's gone.
I was nervous often when I was playing. And then senior year, nobody else is gunning for my spot.
I got like, more nervous senior year, because it's like if I get... As a goalie, it's like if I get scored on, these kids are almost all younger than me.
Oh, I fully thought like this guy's younger than me. He's not going to strike me out. Like what?
Yeah,
this guy's,
that's
like,
how I felt.
Totally.
Football. I had a very limited football season senior year because of COVID and injury. But it was felt so sweet.
Yeah,
being the oldest guy out there and just being like, you're worse than me.
Yeah,
worse
no,
than
that,
me.
That's
and even and then like you face off versus a senior and you still get the best of him. It's like, yeah, dude, like, that, you're my age. Act your age.
That's how I felt playing field, because like,
oh yeah,
I can like,
that's not goalie. That's any position that's not goalie. And
Ben's like, oh, you guys don't know field?
It should be called pool, Ben. Whatever.
That's exactly how I felt, because it's like, you can like freshmen are like so, and like sophomores are like pretty much so little.
I know.
Like, almost, not across the board, but like almost pretty much across the board.
Yeah.
So definitely it, when there's like a physicality factor, mm-hmm. as opposed to just like chucking the ball in the goal,
mm-hmm.
definitely feels like you have more, you're more in control of what happens.
The thing that's been nice about club rugby in college is that there's kind of not, it feels like you're on a pretty even playing field from the jump. Like,
right.
Obviously they're older and whatever, but they don't, no one's really bossing anyone around and they're just like, buttons.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah. That's how I feel about
very,
club.
Very nice.
Club water polo.
Yeah. It's a nice change of pace. Way. It's not, it's less serious and no one's really out there to be like Mr. Guy. So that's
fine. Yeah.
Okay. More Amanda questions.
Yeah. Okay. If all of the siblings in your respective families had to fight, who would be the ultimate victor? Mental and physical durability should both be considered.
A healthy me, I think, takes it.
In my family?
Or in all of
everybody's
our families?
Siblings.
I'm
going to say a healthy George or OT. OT's put on some pounds, George. OT's rivaling you in weight.
Yeah, but strength.
If we,
I don't know.
It's fully just a fight.
Yeah,
it's a fully fight of everybody's siblings.
I'm in the running. I want to be in the
Beaster's
running.
Beaster's in the running.
Is Beaster in the running?
Beaster's in the running.
Fully.
Okay.
But I think I might win. Sorry, guys.
I'm gonna. No offense to Beaster, but I'm gonna put it between OT and George.
Wait, do you, but you guys. Didn't the question say your siblings, or does it include you guys?
No, all of our generation.
Oh, I
see. What I'm gonna say.
Oh, so I'm out.
Oh, wait.
Oh, if it was just our siblings,
then OT.
Oh, well, then OT. Then it's just OT. It's just OT versus women. It's just OT beating
OT
up women.
Abby, Emma, and Clara. That's criminal. Go get them, OT. You got this.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh my god!
What a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Abby would give OT a round.
Abby,
money.
Abby would Abby beat Emma and Clara?
Abby, Emma, Clara. Who?
It's
no, Clara. Clara.
Well,
what
Clara,
are we kidding?
Clara doesn't really have like. I feel like she's so like nice.
Yeah,
you know
she
I'm
has
saying?
No second gear.
I think
whatever.
I guess mental.
Yeah,
mental is considered.
Isn't Abby used to like hitting people though? And
yeah, Abby she gets like beat up in games.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
it's,
Abby
it's
takes
fun.
It then
it's
because Emma, Emma and Clara are
like I'm excited.
You really
to
think in the heat of the moment with all the pressure they wouldn't be able to kick it into high
well,
gear.
If Clara,
maybe
if
Clara was able to tap into something different.
if Clara knew like oh this is like Abby and Emma like two people I've known my entire life.
I don't know what kind of
she's literally
no,
like
no,
a
no. The moment you the moment you step on that field they're dead to you.
What field? It's actually a pool.
I don't know.
Question. Whose question?
I'm going to keep George humble. I'm going to keep George humble and put OT in the running.
Okay, that's fine. I'm taking OT.
He's gunning for your throat. when was the last time you experienced a rush of adrenaline?
Oh, at physical therapy.
Oh.
She was like the first day, I think. She was moving my knee more than it had been moved. I recently tore my ACL. She was like getting in there with my knee. And she did one thing that like hurt intensely bad. And then I was like fully like shaking and sweating after and like had like a full on like adrenaline crazy response to it.
Wow.
So that was intense. Yeah. And then also sometimes when my crutches slip a little bit, like, you know, you get that feeling where you're like, your whole body's like all crazy for a second.
Yeah.
If you guys almost slipped, your feet get a little tingly.
Yeah. My whole body will get tingly.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm getting it in feet only pretty much.
Oh, I get the whole like full body.
Yeah.
Shock.
Yeah.
I mean, if I slip, depends where I'm slipping. Like if I slip and I'm like near some sort of edge or something, then it happens. But if I just slip normally, I'm pretty much just,
it's pretty regardless of edges or non edges for me.
Really?
I'm just getting tingles.
If I slip, if we're like hiking, if my family's hiking or something.
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started. Ben, go on, but don't get me started.
If during this continuation you happen to get Ashton started, you will live to regret it.
And like there's, when you're walking downhill, if most of the trails in Santa Barbara are like have some, uh-huh, or it's like
some vase.
loose dirt. And if you're slipping on that, then
what is, oh, okay. I thought you said loose dirt.
He did.
And
loose dirt.
Yeah. I thought you said vache, and it sort of primed me to think he was going to abbreviate something, and he said, it sounds like he said loose sturt, oh. And I thought sturt was the back half of a word that meant dirt.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, go on.
Yeah, basically.
That's it. If you slip in on downhill loose dirt, you're getting those, oh, I totally can picture that.
Yeah.
Where you like go for a little, and you're like,
Yeah,
exactly. We're good.
Yeah.
I think the biggest adrenaline rush I got in recent times was right near your house. I was driving down Foothill and somebody pulled out of your street without even stopping.
Uh-huh.
And I had the choice of either T-boning him or getting in the other lane, the oncoming traffic lane.
Uh-huh.
And I went around him into the oncoming traffic lane.
And then did he go in front of you and you merged back, or did you go?
I think he was like crossing Foothill, but he didn't really stop when he came down your street.
Okay.
And I had to pull over. I was shaking my yard. I didn't.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, when
driving stuff, it's like all at once you realize how high the stakes are.
Yeah, it goes from so mundane and chill to just like,
okay, Dad, another Murata lane driving antic.
Mm.
Remember that guy, the red truck guy, News Hawk, who was arrested for drunk driving, but we almost had a run in with him and a run over with him coming around the blind corner right before Murata.
Yeah.
Or we came around it, and then there's like a Prius or something, and the red truck tailing this Prius.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they go past us, and we hear the bang, and it was the guy sideswiping the Prius to overtake him going around the blind corner. And we just went around that blind corner. And that was like, oh my God.
That happened behind us, right?
Yeah, but we had went around the corner, and then he did it like going around the corner.
I saw a car crash at Murata when I was turning. I don't know where I was turning, but a car was stopped on when you're going towards your house, Ashton, from George's.
Yeah,
but it was stopped on the right side of the road to turn left. Okay. To Murata, and there was traffic. No, oh no, it was the other side. They're turning left onto Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And a car came around that blind corner and just like didn't stop.
Oh my gosh!
And they tailboned him or whatever.
Wait a minute, rear-ended
him.
They tailboned him. They broke his tailbone clean off.
Yeah, I've never seen a car accident there actually, and I'm the one who lives there.
So. Oh wow.
Well, yeah.
Good luck.
That didn't happen, Ben.
Maybe it's my guardian angel, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I use Murata.
Well, I used it for longer. So. Well, I don't want to make this a competition, actually, so I'm out. But I would win.
I didn't totally get the setup.
He was coming from your house to my house, basically, and then was turning left.
Onto Grove.
Right where my house is.
Sure.
And then the guy
came around the blind corner.
Because he was stopped because he couldn't turn left right
away. Oh, I got you. I got you.
And he got tailboned.
Yeah.
Is tailbone not a thing at all?
No.
Okay,
no,
well, can we start?
I mean, it is now.
Tailgating? Yeah. You might be getting a
tailbone. I mean, it's perfect. T-boned, tailgating, tailbone.
Speaking of things that aren't a thing yet, but they're going to be, Wicked Toddler is... Like, I'm telling you, that's going to catch on.
If I knew what that was, it's bad boy.
It's bad boys, but it's Wicked Toddler.
Yeah, this bad boy. This bad boy can pack a punch.
Yeah,
this Wicked Toddler.
That's something my dad has been saying.
I like it. Yeah, it's like, it's a little more. It's more of a mouthful, but it also what you pay for in mouth time you get in.
It pays dividends.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys are welcome to use it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, please.
And anybody listening. Full rights reserved. We're democratizing Wicked Toddler. Anybody?
It's Wicked toddler.
That's in the public domain.
Title. It is.
Yeah. Title. Podcast title.
Wicked Toddler.
Something with Wicked Toddler.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
We'll figure it out. Let's do it on air.
Let's figure out logistics on air.
Wow, that'll be fun. You guys like logistics. Well,
we did like 10 minutes of levels at the beginning, and that's all in there.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fun to see. You love to see the behind the scenes, right? You do.
There's a fine line between doing logistics that are boring and
doing logistics
offering
that are
a fun little
interesting insight into our zany lives.
I will say, whenever there's like a podcast. And I don't know really when I've been exposed to this, but I certainly have. But whenever there's any kind of production that's going on, and then right at the tail end, you get a little bit of them taking the mics off or doing whatever, and then just kind of talking casually. It's a little fun.
Love it.
Yeah.
There's also any time I'm listening to something, and someone, like, sometimes we'll hint at something. But it's such another thing to unpack, we won't even get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always rooting for them to unpack it. Because I kind of have some FOMO, I think. This is a meme, but any time any more than one person is looking at someone's phone, I need to see what's on the phone. It's kind of a meme at...
Wow. Ashton just goes clamoring over the table.
He's losing it right now.
Do you really feel that way? I guess
totally.
I would.
Let me see. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I know that.
And
totally.
Yeah, and I think it's people, like, not in my experience, but like in, I don't know, I've definitely like heard of it happening, or like it definitely happens of like people like hiding it from that person, or like not letting other people see.
Oh yeah, come on.
So cringe.
Come on.
So cringe.
It's like the same to me as
maybe get me for wanting to see so bad, but then let me see.
Yeah.
Don't just not let me see.
Yeah.
That sort of feels similar. The same person would do that, and they would also, when you're doing a joke with somebody and then suddenly they try to like seize control of the situation by like making it seem like it's not funny. That's like, oh, that was dumb, actually.
Oh,
like kind
yeah.
of bantering back and forth, and suddenly one person's like, what are you doing or something?
Oh,
yeah.
That's just like, ugh.
Downer.
Oh, yeah.
Hate.
We were in that together. Don't act
yeah,
like, don't
exactly.
distance yourself from what
yeah,
we were just
now
doing.
Now suddenly you're the cool guy here, and I'm this like little guy.
Yeah, or like telling that to other people. Like if you're doing some joke and then like, more or like if more people come in or something.
Oh yeah.
Like oh no, and then like trying to act cool.
Anyone who tries to be cool is so.
Because I do it so flawlessly that it kind of.
I don't have to try. That's the thing with me. I just am.
I feel like along the lines of the phone thing, like when you see like if somebody's looking up at the sky, you don't really care. If like somebody's looking up and pointing, and somebody else is looking, it's probably a bird or something. But if there's three people looking up and one of them is pointing, there's something going on. And you need to be a part of that.
Yeah. I need to know. Let I need to in, get their please. Vantage point. I need to know what they're seeing.
Yeah,
it's also oh my gosh, it is so crazy when you're sometimes. There's been a time where I've been like we've been like looking at, and this is a generic we. Like looking at clouds, trying to distinguish clouds, like fun little shapes or figures that we're seeing in the clouds or constellations. And it describing the location or of a particular constellation or cloud that you're seeing, like trying to get someone on the same page with what cloud you're seeing, especially when there's a lot of clouds in the sky. It's like describing a color to someone without using the color name. It's so hard because there's no reference point. There's no. It's
you just
like,
say, "Oh, look wait, at that! You see that bright
I
one?"
I feel like
that's why you do. Are you successful ever?
I feel
okay. Constellations.
You can just point. You
constellations
can't most...
more than clouds, but it's so hard. I've been in situations where clouds are just
how many clouds are there?
There's okay. Think about trying to figure like make something of some clouds, like drawing little
figures. I know
figures.
Exactly what
so
you're
talking dealing,
about.
You
I've
might
been,
be dealing with a segment of a smaller cloud. I mean, there's a lot of room for... I've just been in the situation where it's like, I'm going to go out on... I'm going to
A lot of times
say
I just
I
end
get,
up don't caring. Yeah.
I agree with you.
Don't caring. Not a word. Not real words.
I didn't even register that.
I just don't caring much of the time.
I'm going to pull a don't care on that.
I agree with you. Constellations more than clouds, for sure.
Really? I think clouds are harder than constellations.
No. I'm saying constellations I get more than clouds.
Oh, yeah.
Or
really?
I'm successful with
clouds.
Because it's harder to point out just some random cluster of dots.
No, we're saying it's easier to point out the cluster of dots. Yeah,
really?
I
think the other way around. Well, I'll be like, see that one that looks like
Groucho Marx or a sheep or something?
Yeah. look
I guess I only do established constellations. I'm not a freestyle constellation.
Yeah.
I see Big Dipper and Little Dipper and Orion's Belt.
You are not at all creative with your constellations.
I don't think.
You don't see Orion's Belt?
It's like the three that are like in a really skinny triangle.
They're right there. It's next to the
three in the shape of a triangle. Isn't that all of them?
Yeah. Well, they're like it's
a special triangle.
It's like almost a line, but it's like
Actually, Orion, I can see. I'm not sure. I'm technically looking at it right, but if I find Orion's belt, I can fill in the rest of Orion with a bow and arrow. Mm. And so that's...
I will. I've probably said this before, but they really...
I mean, they took liberty.
Yeah, yeah.
The dippers are wonderful.
Like, there was
the
this,
dippers, I think.
The dippers are my saving grace.
There's
the,
this...
are there three of them?
No.
There's technically
there's the big, little dippers. The big dipper, the little dipper, and the medium dipper.
Well, no, there's like a... Isn't there like a really small...
There's a really mega tiny one, but I don't think it's a technical
dipper.
I bet
someone just made that up. That's not a can... That's not canon. That dipper's not canon.
You can see... I know the exact mega mini dipper you're talking about.
You said mega mini.
Mega mini?
Mega mini. Extremely mini.
Yeah, yeah.
Extra small.
Yeah. Yes.
Mega mini is...
Extra small.
I mean, you lure them with mega. We're thinking big, and then with mini, you offset the big. But then
it's just medium.
Oh, do you know what I hate?
George is changing. I hate deflecting.
Oh, that's cool. That's
George,
weird.
Acknowledge that you were wrong.
That's okay. People will get really hung up on extra medium. Did we get hung up on extra medium on the podcast? I don't like when you get hung up on extra medium.
What is that?
Were we talking about cup sizes?
That is so just the eternal paradox of George's of George's strong opinions, but not liking when people have strong opinions.
I might have been with my friends up at Gonzaga, but they were talking about what does extra medium even mean? It's just like more medium.
Is this a hate take? We haven't had a hate take in a while, but it sounds like one.
I don't know what extra medium
is.
I've never heard that ever.
Okay, but
to describe what?
Extra medium.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what it would technically describe, but someone was like, what do you think extra medium would mean?
It's basically the exact middle of the bell curve.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's just medium. Just medium
just more precisely medium.
Yeah. But people were saying maybe that means slightly larger than medium.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know if I like extra medium.
Extra medium,
because they were there's
something.
Extra big and there's extra small, and then what's extra medium?
You got to give me something. What would you? When would this
a
ever
t-shirt
be
t-shirt size or whatever? I don't know. Extra large, extra small, extra medium, whatever. It's kind of crappy.
Is it an existing thing?
No, not really. It was sort of a concept. It's
you
like
just
it,
might say it.
Yeah,
as a little
vein
joke.
Is is a sandwich a hot dog or whatever.
Well, you were like, I hate when people get hung up on extra medium.
It was just one conversation, I guess, where I got pissed about it. I was so bored of talking about extra medium, and they weren't getting tired of it. It also happened with cereals. They were talking about what cereals were good for so long.
Oh, yeah.
I was all right, guys, can we please talk about something else?
I love music, but... when you meet someone new and you're talking about what music you like, that gets old quick.
Really? I don't.
That gets old so quick. I love to know, but I don't like to dwell on it. I love finding out what artists you like, but then it's not oh, I love him. Oh, I love this album. Oh, I love this song. Do you like that song? Yep, I like that song.
If I can get a new album or song or artist out of it, I'm in. If I can talk to someone about music and come away with them having recommended an album that I then go listen to and is good.
I know, but here's how it goes to me. It's just like, you know those flow charts that quickly end up at a yes or no or whatever?
Yeah.
It's like this. It's like this. Oh, I like this artist. Do you like this artist too? And then it's like yes or no. And no, oh, you should listen to them. And yes, oh, cool, we like the same artist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it doesn't give you much. You can't milk that conversation for much more than that.
I guess that's
it might be nice, but yeah, I guess I do really like to know what music people listen to, but I want to drop it really quick.
I think the first red flag is when somebody says solo album. Like if they're talking about a band and then they go off into some dude's solo album.
Yeah, we're already, we've gotten much too far.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. And you just walk away.
I am genuinely interested, so I often find myself asking the question, but then I genuinely find myself getting burned out on it so quick.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. It doesn't get me places.
More Amanda time.
Yeah. There was a Saturday Night Live skit a long time ago, Mike Myers, you know, like Wayne's World, Myers.
Shrek?
That guy, yeah.
Oh.
I forget the name of the skit, but you could look it up, but he plays this like artsy German interviewer on some like artsy German TV show. Yeah. He'll ask somebody a question, and as soon as it goes on a little bit too long, he just goes, "Your conversation grows tiresome." And he turns to the next guy. Just cuts him off in that sentence.
You gotta pull that, and they'd be like, "Oh, I'm just referencing SNL. Like, you literally can't be mad at that." "Your conversation grows tiresome."
It's funny that Eddie Murphy plays a zebra in Madagascar, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
It's funny that, like, Mike Myers, I don't know about Mike Myers, but Eddie Murphy definitely is, like, a comedy legend.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey Shrek.
But, like, our generation's exposure to him is, like, the zebra from Madagascar, and, like, Mike Myers is, like, on an SNL and probably did some funny skits and stuff.
Is it Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, is it?
It's Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the dagger in the heart of the thing I was just saying.
Is Chris Rock Donkey too?
I don't know.
No, no.
Pretty sure that's Eddie Murphy, isn't it?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just thinking of
Boom,
Donkey.
We're back.
Yeah.
Ben, you tried to sink me. You tried to I don't know.
I don't know.
Chris Rock is the zebra and Eddie Murphy is Donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Donkey. Donkey's a great character.
Donkey's
phenomenal.
You know what? Shrek,
it's so funny.
Shrek's
that...
severely underwhelming, actually.
Really?
I rewatched it.
Yeah, I haven't.
It's like, I don't know how that got so famous. Its image as a cult classic is, I think, severely outshines the movie itself.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked it was over when it was over. I was like, that's it? It was kind of funny, I guess. Just kind of a lot of random stuff. I don't know. Fine movie, I guess.
Hmm.
I like Shrek the Third. Huh. That's a good one. So
it's called the Third?
Yeah, they call it Shrek the Third.
Oh, okay.
Mm. But did you not even like Donkey?
I liked Donkey.
Okay,
Donkey
good.
Was good.
Yeah. He has kids with a dragon. I mean, that's just funny. It's funny that, no, that's funny that, I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time, but to me, on paper at least, it's funny that they're like, Donkey seduces the, like, sleeping dragon that's, like, in the classic Shrek tale.
Definitely funny.
Yeah, that's good. This is a good question. Do you think anyone can run a marathon, assuming they have no injuries or health conditions? Do you think all of you can run a marathon?
Like, right now?
Like, finish one?
Finish one.
Yeah.
I think I. Oof.
Do you need to train? Because they do train, but do you need to train?
I think you'd be very, very glad you trained and very bummed you didn't train. You would be like, oh, this, I wish I trained. Like, you would be bummed.
How soon that's in like, would you be thinking that if you hadn't though. Trained?
Like, I think.
Like a mile?
I ran.
A mile was a long time. A mile kind of sucked in middle school.
I hurt my knee this fall, I would run up to like 7 miles. And that
when?
Was, like, what do you mean, this fall? When I, like on the weekend?
Oh, okay.
Also, people who run marathons.
Wait, oh, you just go on a jog and it would be like 7 miles.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That was the longest one I did.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
And I think I could probably do a half marathon, like, relatively easily.
Actually.
But a full marathon would be terribly hard.
The mile sucked, but it sucks way more when you're getting timed because we'll run on, like, Mountain Drive and it's about 3 miles and it feels like kind of nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you're just cruising. What were you going to say, Ben?
I said also people who are. Like running marathons, even if they've trained, they like walk parts of it and do like rest parts of it.
Yeah.
So I think we could all probably all finish one. Yeah.
Yeah. How did that become a thing? Why is a marathon like. I'm going to look that up right now.
It's technically the distance that. I don't know what his name was. It was something like the guy who ran. It was like some in ancient Rome or Greece. He ran that distance to warn some town about a war or something.
And he was 5'2".
Really?
He was 5'2".
I believe.
How did you learn that?
Like my dad, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, they used to run marathons all the time. Our dads would run a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. My mom and dad were like, and your dad.
Yes.
Mom?
No.
No. Yeah. My parents and Ben's dad were like totally marathon buddies.
Oh, the marathon may have ancient roots, but the foot race's official length of 26.2 miles wasn't established until the 20th century.
Okay. Mm.
So, can I hear about
those ancient roots?
They probably just...
Those ancient roots or when it was established or why?
George, you hear me say that that Roman guy was 5 foot two by chance?
Mm-hmm. Heard it.
Nice.
Ben.
Yeah, it's a funny thought.
Say your take, Ben.
Say your thought.
Oh, yeah. I think it's, I was thinking about this in the car today. I think it's funny that when you think of like these big wars in like the like
far ancient times,
far like Roman times or something, it was probably just a bunch of like pretty short people like fighting.
Just little guys, just little guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if like one of us was there just kind of towering over them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, like, when you see an old building when we go to England, the doorways are minuscule. And if, I mean, if they're, if they're building,
if that's proportional. Yeah.
Right. When we build doorways, tall people don't generally have to duck when they go through doors.
Right.
So they're leaving some room, and those those things are tiny.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with some short guys
back
then.
I've walked through doors where like the beam would have hit me in the nose if I hadn't ducked.
Yeah.
Like there was so
that you'd be the equivalent of someone like how tall would someone have to be for like that to be like
6'10" plus?
I'm going to say, maybe over 7 feet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start telling people I'm 7 feet tall.
Comparatively. Jeez.
Remember that pub? OT would stand up and his head would be like between the beams of the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was
like when I'm on a plane. That's what it feels like, kind of.
Legend. Yeah.
Do you guys ever have moments of clarity?
Legend.
You're so tall, Ben.
Shaka.
Do you guys ever have moments of clarity on a plane
about
where it's kind of like, it's not that much between me and so much.
Every time.
Yeah.
So much space.
Every time?
So much space.
Flying anxiety at all?
I feel like you're the most solid of all of us, Dad, on the plane.
I definitely have that moment of like, wow, there's just a piece of glass between me and 30,000.
Yeah, the window gets me. The window fully gets me.
And have you noticed there's that little hole drilled in the window?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. But I never get got.
Dude, really. I used to think about the door opening and everybody getting sucked out. That would really like...
Freak you out.
That would get me, yeah.
And what's up with charging people to sit in the exit row? It's like you're basically paying me. I'm paying you to do part of your job. Like,
yeah,
didn't I get a break on this?
We don't get a break on that?
No, you pay more to sit there
because it's a lot more leg room, and I think the chance of you actually having to do any work is
it guaranteed more leg room?
Expected value.
Yeah,
it is.
It's way more leg room.
I feel like I only noticed it on this most recent flight.
It's significantly more leg room.
I guess I'm just so tall. It all feels. It's just negligible.
That doesn't make...
It's just totally negligible.
Do you guys always do that? Do you always pay for...
More often than not, we have recently, yeah.
That's swaggy.
Yeah, they really scold you to listen about that whole...
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, I was wearing headphones once, and this woman did a double take. She said, oh, what did I just say?
She made you repeat it back?
Is that a double take?
Yeah.
That's not a double take.
Something. It's double take adjacent.
And how's everybody involved in removing this door? Isn't it the guy by the door? Like, if you're two seats over, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Clamor over him.
You're doing great, man.
I was closest to the lady when she was explaining this. I feel like I should be the one doing it. As you're plummeting towards the earth.
Totally being.
I got this. No, come on. Repeat what she said.
I was recently on a flight from Santa Barbara to Las Vegas. And if you're familiar with geography, there's no like water between here and there. And the guy gets out the vest thing and he's like, in the event of a water landing, and he just goes, we're not landing on the water, and he just puts it away. That was it.
I wonder if he does that every time, does a little
has some
does a little goof every time.
Yeah,
well, I guess he's not doing that flight every time,
you know.
I feel like a flight attendant is an interest. Do they work like crazy hours?
They do. Like my cousin's a flight attendant. They do like,
oh really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
They do like
Ben's got a body. That's a flight attendant. He's got a body.
I've got a body. It's a flight attendant.
And they work for like a certain number of days on and then like a few days off.
Oh, okay. But when you're on, you're on.
Yeah. But like you get It seems like a great deal.
Chill in airports between flights, or you just flight to flight to flight to flight?
I thought George was saying chill in airports is a perk of the job.
Yeah, I thought that.
I mean, you get to chill in airports.
I mean, you're in airports.
I mean,
constant.
Come on, that's the life.
He said, I think the airline puts you up at a hotel if you're staying overnight.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
I think, yeah, they do. Well, and sometimes they're fun. He said.
Oh, I bet that, like do you like party? Go party with your flight attendant buddies?
Yeah. I asked him. I was like, are flight attendants pretty? Like, if it seems like a fun group, he's like, yeah, sometimes we'll go out and, like, have fun for sure. And I thought that was, I expected more.
There's no guarantee of a lack of age discrepancy. There's some old flight attendants, you know? There's some
there
old
are.
Ladies. So are you going out and?
I am.
Partying with some old ladies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. Please, in fact.
And then there you also get free flights, which is like. So,
all the time?
Like, yeah.
That's pretty sick.
They
that's actually a
wow.
Oh,
that's wild.
Oh, but just on the, just for that one airline, right?
Maybe like they can. I know they're planning a trip to Japan, and if they get the pod seats, if like they basically get like what's open, and like you know like those pod seats where you get like the fully flat laying down with like a bed and stuff. He said if they even get those, which is like a $10,000 seat. All they have to do is pay the country's tax that you're flying into. Like
that's insane.
What does that mean?
Well, like I guess whenever you fly internationally, you pay some sort of tax, I think.
So you've got to cover that charge and get. Do you only get to lie down, or is there a chair option too? Because I don't think I would just want to lie down, frankly.
you're paying $10,000 to only lie down.
Well,
George wants.
So is there a chair option?
George wants a flight attendant to. He wants to beckon over a flight attendant and say, "Lift me up. I don't want to lie down anymore.
I'm done lying. Please
make me vertical.
Make me
vertical.
Turn me upwards, sir."
I just listened to this audiobook about this. I didn't know if it was real, but it turns out it was real. So there was about six of these planes made at the beginning of World War II that were like super luxurious passenger planes that went from England to the US.
Mm-hmm.
And they went pretty slow, like 150 miles an hour or something like that. So they took like 30 hours to get across.
Yeah,
and they had to stop in like Ireland and Newfoundland to refuel. But I guess the tickets were super expensive. Like the ticket was the equivalent of a cost of like a inexpensive house now or something. I mean,
oh
it was
my God.
It was
the height of luxury.
It was the height of luxury. Like you were like free food, champagne. Yeah. Like,
well, was that or a boat in those days?
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of.
Would that even be? Oh no, never mind.
Like, what would you say? Would that be faster?
But yeah, I was thinking 30 days. I switched hours to days in my mind because I feel like that's maybe a rough.
Wait, Dad.
Yeah,
you were transported here on a ferry when you were a baby.
Was I? Ferry?
Was I? Is that so?
No, it was a Queen Elizabeth II. It was a like an ocean liner.
Okay, but you took a boat from England to America.
I did.
That seems old fashioned.
I took a boat and I brought it all the way here.
Nicked it when we
like
got
1 month old dad.
I did.
Took control of it.
I was at the wheel.
Yeah.
Was it like as much as like an expensive house here or like?
I think it was as much as a modestly priced house at the time. So it was like £600 for the ticket, but you could buy a house for £600.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wait, was it sweet for them? Like they were.
Oh, it was amazing. Just completely luxurious. People waiting on you hand and foot the whole way.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with 150 miles per hour in the air.
And it landed on the water too. Like it was a like a seaplane.
Yeah,
a big old seaplane.
What do you mean by too slow? Like you don't feel secure?
Feels like you could just flounder.
Feels like we're like the laws of physics. Like we're pushing where the laws of physics wouldn't.
I guess I'm just gonna leave that up to the engineers. They probably know more about the laws of physics than me.
Yeah, Mr. Scared of the door flying open. Wow, yeah, big talk. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I'm not gonna be that. I'm not gonna let that get me any more than any of my little plane anxieties are gonna get me. you know?
I feel like in the 60s, too, they had, like, piano. They had, like, in the first class, they had, like, a piano bar with, like, a piano on the plane. And, like,
what? Could anyone go play it? Or was there,
there was a dude. Like, that was his job.
Oh.
Play the piano. Flying in luxury was, that's like, kind a of big sweet thing back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Smoking on the plane. I miss those days.
People used
to. Oh, yeah. I remember sitting, like, one seat away from the smoking section. Like, yeah, the smoke's
the
not going to get to
smoking section. Yeah.
It was like if we had a smoking section here, Ben and I are smoking. Yeah. You guys
would be sick, by the way.
That would be cool. Can we make that happen?
Next app.
My mom always brings up that people would dress up to go to the airport. Like,
yeah.
When I'm in like my sweatpants or something and like wanted to be comfy. She's like, well, Ben, people used to like be in suits doing
who
that.
Says
my
that?
Dad says that. Oh, his yeah. Mom. I guess I sort of, I'm pretty much fine with this because obviously they're buying me the ticket and stuff. But my parents don't let me wear pajamas on a plane.
They
pajama
don't?
Pants.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They think it's that, that's too casual.
That
it's
comedian what, has a whole
they
bit
they draw
about
the line
it
at sweatpants.
We
like, I'm not going to be like, oh, you guys suck. Like, whatever. Well, it's
wait,
not
but,
that big of a deal.
But, like, too casual for what?
For flying, I guess? Because they used to wear suits is what my dad says.
Yeah. That's
but
what
like,
my mom will
I
get
know.
Me for that.
Exactly. Who cares?
It seems crazy.
My mom will get me for that, too.
Wait, boy. But do you can wear pajama pants or sweats? Or is that there's
no,
a boundary
I, no,
there?
I can,
that never
I can,
occurred to
I think
me.
I can wear pajama pants.
Okay.
But there's going to be a comment made about it or something.
I've never worn pajama pants on a plane.
What if you
oh tried? My gosh,
if
George,
you, like,
you're missing
asked.
Out.
Huh?
If you like, even if you asked?
We have asked many times. Like most, when we were younger, we'd always be like, can we wear pajamas this time? Like, no.
I'd feel a little vulnerable if the plane went down and I survived, but all I had on was like jammies.
Yeah, George, maybe it's that.
I'm not cut out for this.
I'm not cut out for survival in my jammies.
Yeah. You could do a lot of napping. Wait to get picked up.
That's
yeah.
true.
Versus
yeah.
Hibernate.
You could, like,
yeah,
you'd be
hibernate. So comfy.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I'm just not considering, is it like is a plane a formal event?
People used to applaud when the plane landed, too.
People still
Drake's
do
the
that
type of guy
sometimes.
To do that.
That's funny.
Is that like that's now a thing that's kind of like frowned upon?
Yeah, it's thought of as like cringe or something.
The applause?
I don't get that. I don't.
It's got some internet like connotation, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like you probably clap when the plane lands. It's like, okay, I don't
boomer.
Really care. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one time when...
Well, I mean, I guess it was kind of a miracle at a certain point. It was like, oh my God, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God we didn't just die right now.
I think it just had to release the tension somehow. It's
yeah.
been like this for 12 hours.
Yeah.
When I flew to Australia a long time ago, which obviously an extremely long flight, and there was a little kid like in the row
which
in front
way
of us.
Do you go for that?
West. Right. Like off the
yeah.
coast, yeah.
Oh, good question, Ben.
Thanks.
I was assuming...
I don't know.
Down east. Southeast. How's it zooming southeast?
Oh, okay. Southeast? All the way around the world?
Well, I'm thinking west is just as much around the world, but it's not.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
What way do you go for New Zealand? Same?
Same.
Yeah.
It's pretty similar.
New Zealand, it's a whole different
I didn't
thing.
Mean
New Zealand's
close.
Like this.
New Zealand, you've got a couple loop-de-loops. but it's not even that good of a story, but the kid just basically started counting down like way too early when we were about to land. And so he like started at 10. Counted down to zero. We weren't that close to landing still. And he just went back up to the top and done four times. And every time when he'd try to draw out like the 3-2-1 to see if he could, he'd be like maybe this time if I like, 3-2 and then
like
it wouldn't land. He'd be like, 10.
That's like when kids try and guess when the bell's going to ring in school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's better than the whole section of babies crying, though.
Yeah, much better.
That was a section?
I don't know. Wasn't it on the podcast we were talking about babies crying on the plane?
But there's a the babies are zoned off?
No. Shoved yeah, in it's their between own. The smoking section and first class. Yeah.
It's the baby crying section. Oh, wait, were we talking about Emma?
I forget, but I remember.
I forget. There's a lot of babies
whatever.
Crying, maybe. I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah, it wasn't on the podcast, but yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh,
It was Emma.
It was Emma who had all those babies crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She shouldn't have had so many babies.
Yeah, she was running a little daycare on her semester at sea and had to take him back on the plane.
Bit her in the butt.
Yeah, I feel... You can't be mad at a baby on that's crying.
I can't
try
like.
Me.
I can be.
I, it's like,
already happened.
It's like annoying, but like...
I mean...
I was like, Mom, why
you
are
should
they,
know better. You should know better.
Why are they crying? And then she's like, oh, their ears are popping like crazy. And I was like, oh, that'd be like super scary if I was like, had no idea what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fair to be annoyed
it.
you can be annoyed, but you can't like hold a grudge against a baby.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
One time there was a baby crying on the plane, and as we were leaving, I flipped him off. Yeah,
yeah.
There's others. There's others on this plane.
By
asshole.
The way, this doesn't end here. I'm finding you.
Sometimes I'll hold a grudge against if there's like a person in front of me who's like doing stuff with their chair,
mm-hmm.
annoyingly.
One time, famously,
I'm sometimes
a man,
guilty of doing something with.
No,
the
I do
chair.
That too. But one time, a person
wait
like,
in the.
No. To the person in front.
Oh, like you.
I might be.
I think if you explosively recline when the guy has the tray down and he's got a drink on it, that's a problem.
Ooh.
Wait, you put your feet up on the seat in front of you?
Not up on there, but in and around. You know.
What's the.
I'm always kind of searching about with my little feet for leg room. I'm kind of feeling my way out of how far I can go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I go too far sometimes. I don't know if it's possible to go too far. Am I ever encroaching on someone else's foot?
I think if your feet are mingling with the feet of the guy in front of you, you're probably going too far.
That's how you know.
If you're under
the seat, I think you're in the clear. I don't think you can get... I think the angle you would need of the shin... Your shin's going to hit the seat back and block your feet.
Maybe
you'd have to be real low to get your feet extended enough.
Yeah. I might also be thinking of in class. Oh my gosh, there's this one lecture hall at UCSB and it's so cramped. My little knees can't take it. Aisle seat is a precious color.
Do they have an exit row in that auditorium?
No.
Yeah.
You get briefed by the TA.
Yeah.
This is how you remove the door.
Yeah.
But I would like, my knees are basically automatically touching the seat in front of me. Mm. So any fiddling I do is going to be, it's going to be amplified tenfold in what they feel. So I was definitely guilty of that. But also planes, I don't know. Sometimes I'm conscious of what I'm doing to the person in front of me and that I might be breaking some unspoken or maybe even spoken rules.
When we were flying to Italy, they're like, and they serve like lunch or dinner or whatever on the plane. And, like, this guy, like, had me put my seat up when, like, didn't really, like, no one else did. And, like, no, it didn't really need to. And cool. I was, like.
The flight attendant?
He's just walking by.
No,
hey,
the guy
kid.
Behind me.
Everybody's got their seat reclined. Oh, I thought the flight attendant.
What did he do? Come over the top? Tap you on the head?
Side. I was on the exit.
What'd he say? Hey, buddy.
He's like, yeah, put your seat out. I was like, what? I was like half asleep.
Dude. Asshole.
Like, I was like so pissed at him the rest of the flight. Like,
you'll hold a grudge.
Yeah, I was fully reclined.
Grudge held.
Yeah.
Fully reclined.
I mean, grudge held for, ain't that a
did
baby?
Did you re-recline after that?
Oh, yeah. Well, like after food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fully.
All right.
That's so weird. When you
I don't
see
know
those,
if I'd have the balls.
Those videos of people like fighting on planes, like getting into it and just, like punching each other and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah. And,
people, I mean,
I'm not actually holding a grudge.
That was bad.
Obviously, yeah.
Like,
no,
people really get amped.
People got real mad.
COVID? People got amped?
People were just generally amped, I think.
I guess mask.
Most of the time when I see those, I'm like, who has like the freaking energy to do that?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm settling in and tuning you guys out.
I do all my fighting at the beginning of the flight because I'm too exhausted by the end.
Well, it's nice because it tires you out. You actually get a much deeper sleep, I find.
What was that video of Mike?
If I can get a concussion out of that fight, that's...
I'm stoked.
You're out.
See ya.
So stoked.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah. Slumped over in the aisle? Perfect.
I'm hoping for a round one knock.
doesn't need to be pretty, right?
Yeah. Just... There was a video of Mike Tyson...
He punched a guy on a plane?
Yeah.
Classic news. I mean, get more news than...
In the video, the...
Pop culture news. Mike Tyson punched his fan on plane.
The fan, it looked like he was being super annoying.
I think he was.
But also, I don't know who. I can't tell in any video ever who is right and who's...
Who's the bad guy?
Yeah, except if it's like super obvious, but like, or something.
Yeah, I feel like you're oftentimes just like, I don't know.
And then there's like so many people speculating in the comments thinking they know. It's like so funny.
Provoking Mike Tyson, I don't know. That just seems like,
don't annoy,
of all the people.
Don't annoy Mike
it's
Tyson.
It's sort of the most notable guy you don't want to provoke.
Even if you don't know who Mike Tyson is.
You see that guy and you're like.
I mean, he, like presumably jacked guy with the like face tattoo. That's not a guy you're going to want to annoy.
I guess that's why he wanted to annoy him so badly, probably.
Really?
Oh, just to get famous for doing it?
Yeah, or like kind of
so
just,
interesting
like,
that
him.
Like You're not famous after that. Like,
yeah.
You're just that annoying guy.
Mike Tyson punched me. I was that guy. It's like, yeah, no one, true. People only vaguely remember that, and they certainly don't remember you. They Mike Tyson punched some nameless guy.
Yeah, and if you do, that nameless guy is not remembered fondly.
Oh, yeah.
You're not remembered, and you're, it's just like your actions remembered, and it's like, oh, that was in poor taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
George, are you at all? Are planes getting you at all? Flights?
No.
If there's turbulence,
It takes pretty severe turbulence, but then I'll be like, okay. But even most medium to mild turbulence, yeah. I'm fine.
It's not really. I don't think it's ever getting me, but I'm definitely like more comfortable when I land.
I really don't. Even
are you like a little thankful even?
Yeah, if it's a long flight, I'll be like, partly because it's like, oh, I don't have to be like in this cramped plane anymore.
Definitely
not. If there was turbulence or something, turbulence will get me. After that, I told the story like a few times on the podcast, maybe, but Costa Rica,
near death. Oh yeah, moment.
Yeah, NDE.
Mm-hmm.
Near death experience.
That it gets me a little sometimes. Definitely.
That's fair, I think.
I have this theory of air travel that the last hour of the flight feels as long as the whole rest of the flight put together.
Yeah.
It does. When I was flying back from Spokane post-knee surgery, the last like 15 minutes of the flight were, oh my God, so bad. Because I was like, oh, we're like kind of almost there. And then I was all I was thinking about.
Yeah.
And I was just like, get me out of here. Like so hard.
If they ever circle Santa Barbara or something,
they did. I was so mad.
Bastard.
I was so mad.
No, that's the worst.
Oh yeah. My God. I was just in so much pain, like so close to just being home. Like, oh.
In those situations when you're like in like an unfathomable amount of pain and like it feels like you're never gonna get out of it ever. Like this is my life now. This is my life now. I'm gonna be on this plane forever.
Yeah,
circling Santa Barbara.
I have sometimes I'll have moments that I remember where I was in a situation that was like taken forever, and then I remember them now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God, that was so long ago.
Yeah, I was thinking
it was not taking forever. It was taking
just a little bit
of time.
That's what I always tell myself when I'm in one of those situations.
I tell myself
it works
there's just
a little.
Going to be a time that I remember this from the distant past. Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you have to pee really bad, time slows down.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about that a lot in two contexts. One, when I was playing water polo and swim sets, I would think about that the entire time you're swimming, because swimming is one of the most boring things ever when you're doing it for like an hour and a half.
Mm.
Like head down. Like, yeah.
I mean, it's just, yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. You're just like,
yeah, no I can fun. Totally get that.
It's just like, a lot of water polo players just are like, my friends would just like play a song over and over in their head, or it's like, it's so weird.
Oh, yeah. I would do a little chant over and over again.
Yeah. Or,
you had a little swimming era.
Mm-hmm. And a little water polo era.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
well, now you're done. You're done with polo. It's a deep
cut.
I also think about it in the context of whenever I was if I'm at work or something and I have to like do a bunch of bananas, or like when I was working at Blenders,
mm-hmm.
feels like when I'm filling up the bin, I feel like I can, it's never going to get full.
I was an elite banana filler. I was under 7 minutes, man, per bin. They don't make guys like that anymore. What were they feeding me?
Bananas.
Or when you're like,
skimming off the top.
When you're
bananas.
Juicing a smoothie.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some context, like any, just some like menial tasks or something where it's just like how am I ever gonna finish this?
You guys really have your little Blenders horror stories. Now that makes me wonder, when I go to Blenders, I went to Blenders today. Like I wonder if these guys are hating me right now for that order. Or I wonder if this is a rush and I just ordered a bowl. I wonder what they're thinking right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of times I try to not resent the customers, but some people definitely do. So, like, because they're just like people who come in and want a smoothie. Like, they don't really. It's not.
Well, actually, they're idiots who want their sugar drinks. So they're not just people who want a smoothie.
So are most people like cool and polite, or are some people like, what's the proportion customers? Of just that downright rude people versus like people that are cool?
Wait, customers or
customers? Yeah,
vast majority are cool, mm-hmm. especially if you're just cool to them.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're getting, at least from my experience, that was Allspice. You're getting weirdos on a regular basis.
Oh yeah, weirdos.
I mean, you're just getting a lot of customers.
Yeah,
as long as the person on the register is like pretty chill and like nice, then I feel like
they're pretty cool.
Everything else can basically work pretty well. Because like if you're juicing or like scooping or dipping, then it's kind of like those people don't really
interact with the customers.
So it's like the two people who interact with the customers the most is like people pouring, people on the register. And those are probably the two easiest tasks.
So you have more like bandwidth to be pretty nice to people.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes pouring though, if you get like backed up,
that can be bad.
It can be super stressful.
Whew.
God. Yeah.
How long have we been going for?
We've been going for an hour and a half.
Did you hit the record button at the beginning?
I did.
Nice.
Oh, good.
Wonderful. Yeah. How's that behind the scene? Imagine if that was the behind the scene, was that we didn't record it. You guys, whatever.
Should we rapid fire some questions?
Yeah, let's rapid fire some queasies.
Okay. Last one from Amanda Chung Army. What is your ratatouille meal? And then some explaining. A ratatouille meal is one that you eat and it instantly transports you back to your childhood.
Oh.
Oh.
Mmm.
Oh my God.
George is going to cry.
I never thought they'd ask.
That was funny.
Chocolate chip pancakes for me.
Oh, you do that with your dad on Saturday mornings. Mm. So fun.
Yeah.
Love that.
Probably.
We'd have steam monster where like the pan would get hot and then he would put cold water on it and then like, yeah, it was fun.
Nice. Maybe like those classic Trader Joe's, like a breakfast with those classic Trader Joe's hash browns.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And like some of that classic Trader Joe's soy chorizo, which is a product of.
Classic for you guys.
Yeah.
I think maybe chicken noodle soup. Whenever we were,
I knew it was going to be a soup.
Like chicken noodle soup. I don't even really love it that much, but it's very classic. So it'd probably be that.
Yeah.
For the soul,
evil skeevers. Short of those,
evil skeevers.
Dad, did you have a quintessential meal?
I would say I probably don't eat the same stuff that I ate when I was a kid because. I wasn't a vegetarian as a kid, but now I am. But
yeah.
I would say there's probably some classic desserts that, like, because my family makes them the same way and they always have.
Yeah.
That would be like.
Was trifle pretty.
Yeah.
Was that a mainstay?
Well, it was a mainstay at Christmas, but it's made the same way every time.
I feel like you gotta. It's like this dessert and it's.
We should have one. We should make one for the podcast and you guys can sample it live.
Down.
How long have you been a vegetarian?
I was about to ask that. And what drove your decision to become.
I think I've been, I think I started when I was about 23.
Oh.
So I want to say 30 plus years.
Whoa.
And I just kind of, I don't know, just a combination of I like animals, so I don't really want to harm them, and they didn't choose to get eaten, and I mean, I don't, that's
fair.
Just.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't really project that onto other people, but that's my. Yeah.
Do you ever, is there ever a time where you feel like, oh my God, like do you ever feel like really tested as a vegetarian? Like.
Not really. I think there's been one or two instances where I've accidentally eaten meat and like I was more or less okay with it.
Yeah, but is there ever a time where you're like really like, oh, I wish I could
have that bacon or something?
Like, that looks really good.
Certain things like the smell of it, like, oh, that smells pretty good. But,
yeah.
Never really.
Not too many.
Tempted to.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, we'll see how much rapid firing these questions really works. Abby Weber says, would you ever try to be on a reality TV show like Survivor?
No.
I think it'd be interesting to go on Survivor. I find myself, I'm always interested to try to test myself. I want to test myself.
Yeah. I don't,
this knee was not
really feel like that at all.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I kind of feel.
This knee was a big one for you.
Yeah, but it's still not enough. I want more. I want more difficult tests
for myself.
But it
fully, you fully push past your limits, though, because you were like, I don't think there's any, like the day before, 2 days before your surgery,
you
were like, I don't think if there's any amount of pain.
Yeah, that was a stupid thing to say, I think.
Really?
Well,
yeah. Wait, what exactly did you say?
I said, like, I don't, like I said, there's no pain I couldn't no amount of pain I couldn't handle or something.
You were like, there's no generalization. Pain in your knee that like you couldn't handle without opioids.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And I probably could have because you just live through it. Like I don't know, but it was like very nice to have opioids.
Yeah,
thank God for opioids.
But man. Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be cool to be on like Survivor or something.
But I don't. I wouldn't want to be on a reality TV show at all.
Yeah.
No, not in. Not,
doesn't enthuse me.
I guess yeah. The testing, like Survivor, seems like a cool physical test, but the reality TV part.
Yeah, no, not even a little.
I would maybe if I could parlay it into being a social media influencer, post brand deals and live in LA. Maybe that would be awesome.
I would.
I'm
yeah.
kidding.
You want to live it? Yeah.
I'm just doing a joke.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
A weird little joke.
I think it'd be weird going on like The Bachelor, or Bachelorette, where like
yeah, that
the whole world sees you and you're kind of at your worst and you're all crying and sad and like
you're
being
like,
awful and then where do you go from there? It's like the show's over and you're like,
social
oh wait, you were that terrible person on TV.
What? Yeah.
They all just become social media.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
All it's like a huge thing. Like a lot of people go on the show. Maybe just so they can.
Oh, he's there for the wrong reason.
Wrong reasons. That's where that came from.
Does anyone think they're going to find love, though? Like, is anyone really going in there like, oh.
I want to see somebody just go on and go, oh my gosh, you're just all gross. I'm out of here. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Like,
that'd
like
be,
why do
yeah.
these people always all fall in love? It's too much.
Yeah.
There's always
they
one.
They are always just falling in love. How are you guys falling in love? That's just,
yeah,
I feel like that should
are.
Be a hard thing.
Can't be. The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, I think, are the stupidest versions of those love.
What about
love finding reality TV
yeah.
shows?
We'll get sucked into what's that show?
Oh
love
yeah.
Island?
We fully got sucked into Love Island.
That was fun
yeah.
to watch. But
yeah.
even that, like just the fact that there's one guy or girl and 30 of the opposite gender or whatever.
I mean what?
On The Bachelor?
Yeah.
That's like the
oh.
And they're all into the guy like
yeah.
That,
first
what
of all,
the
there's no way they're all like so down to like I'll marry her if she lets me. And also like then the one girl's dating 30 guys, like what? That's just insane. It's a stupid show. I
it's
hate it.
It's yeah. It's crazy. It's they are just like they don't know who it is. They haven't met her, but it's like from the get go.
Yeah,
I'm the one who's gonna
I'm
marry
to,
this mystery
my end
woman.
Goal is just to get married to her.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's insane. And there's all the fan favorite's always the one guy or girl who was a little bit of like common sense. Like it's always like the one who's like a little bit normal.
Yeah.
And
that's
like
all
it's such
takes.
A low bar. It's like
yeah.
so
not insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess whatever. Smidgey Graham with a good little series of questions here. Are you in witness protection? Is the first one. I guess no is the answer.
I've been in witness protection for like 5 years.
5-6 years.
I think about that if I've ever seen anyone good. In witness protection.
Really?
Yeah, I mean just has there ever been anyone I've obviously not known that they're
yeah.
in protection? But
it's kind of an interesting.
As someone who's in witness protection, you would know.
Or seen anyone that's like undercover or something.
Witness protection almost seems like a thing out of a movie, but it's real. So that's kind of fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your parents' night routine?
I saw people undercover when I got busted for
heroin.
For dealing.
Nice.
Dealing that white.
Slang and coke.
Slang and that rock.
Jesus. Ivan, you want to answer that as one of our parents?
Say
oh, that. My nighttime routine?
Yeah, she says, what's your parents' nighttime routine?
I guess,
I mean, we're not even getting that far into nighttime with your routine.
Yeah.
Your nighttime routine
if only
is
I
sleeping.
Was awake for nighttime to
yeah.
figure out what my routine was.
Maybe then yeah. I could turn something into
my oh, yeah, do you fall asleep when it's light out in the summer?
Probably not. I think it's worse in the winter. And then Polly got on this kick of like turning down the lights around the house when the sun goes down, which in
oh,
the
yeah.
winter, like 4:30 when it's dark and you get home and like it's dark outside and it's dark inside.
Yeah.
Your body clock just feels like, well, it must be 11. I guess I should go to bed.
True. Yeah.
I guess I usually listen to a bit of an audiobook, like at dinner, I'll do the dishes with the headphones on, listening to this audiobook and then just a bit
did
more.
Did the dishes
audiobook.
Phase you at all? Because, okay, we were in Texas. We were on our family thing. And literally everybody is rooting for dad not to do the dishes. Like, because it's like a thing, like, oh, don't let your dad.
He always does it, or?
No, because he's like, it's like, don't let your dad do the dishes. Like, he works too hard. Like, you kids should do the dishes. Like, help out your parents. Like, we're dealing with the logistical stuff. Like,
okay.
You kids do the dishes. That is fully the narrative.
Uh-huh.
And but then you just like will do the dishes sometimes. And I say, if everybody was, everybody is rooting for me to do the dishes, and I do the dishes with spotty reliability. If everybody was rooting for me not to do the dishes, I would never be anywhere near the dishes ever.
You just get phased by little tasks so easily, I feel like.
The dishes? I mean, it's kind of quintessentially.
My mom.
What? Quintessentially what? Hard?
Fill in them.
Difficult?
I don't want to do it.
Oh.
I'll do it, right? I'll help out if it's a position where I should help out, but I don't want to do it. It phases me a little.
Yeah, I feel like he's just trying to work on not getting phased by that.
Does it help that, like, me doing it has my dad not do it?
I mean, yeah, it's essentially the entire reason I do it is because so someone else doesn't have to do it. Yeah.
That's a good reason.
I mean, yeah.
I don't mind doing it at all. In fact, I'll put the headphones on, and like, yeah, it's almost like I'm not doing it because I'm listening to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not wanting to do it. Okay. Overpower. You're wanting to do it for that reason.
Yeah. Well, no, because then
you do end up doing it most of the time.
Yeah, or especially in a situation like that where it's like if I don't do it, someone who I don't want to do it is going to do it. Mm-hmm. But if it's like me or OT doing the dishes, come on, OT, do the dishes.
That's funny.
But you don't do the dishes, George, really, at home.
We all do our own dish. I
guess, but...
Well, who does the like, there's a lot pans of, from
yeah,
cooking?
Yeah, there's
and all
intermediate
those,
dishes. And I feel like that's almost the
That gets cleaned up
it.
As it goes.
Yeah. Cook as you... My dad is the ultimate clean as you cook advocate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he so would be.
Oh, he cannot leave things unwashed.
That's like my mom. Like, my mom won't even let me do the dishes.
Oh, that's so classic.
Yeah.
Because you won't do it well enough?
No, it's just like, that's just her she's got it. Like, when I go visit my mom's family, it's like the most insane, like, not letting people do stuff because they want to do it. And, like, it's the most
That whole dance, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, and like people wanting you to get like seconds or thirds or something. It's like the most like.
Yeah.
They're all
like my mom.
We went to dinner the other day and this is not like a bad thing to expose. I'm not going to say who it was. But basically someone had like half of a sandwich left and they're like, George, you want this? And I was like, oh, no, I'm full. And they're like, you sure? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. And they're like, I'm not going to eat it. I'm like, oh, I'm okay. And like. Giving me looks, I was like, oh, "It's fine, okay." like nice, but like, geez, man.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What's your parents' nighttime routine?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they will like watch a little show together, and then brush their teeth, and then read, and then go to sleep.
Yeah, basically the same.
Yeah.
Very mellow stuff.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your name? Let's do quick.
I'm actually a massive fan of my name.
It's cool.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Like, in fact, I think Ashton and Oliver as two names for two brothers are like I pretty much can't think of better names.
That is
100% honest.
That's hilarious.
I try to think of names for my potential children.
I knew you were being honest, by the way.
Potential children, I try to think of, and I'm like, I don't know if I can outdo that.
That's so funny.
I can't think of
that's
names.
That's very good.
Yeah,
I love it. You could continue the tradition and have a boy be Oliver, because my brother's
true.
Oliver.
That's true.
Do it.
Do that.
I think I like. I don't feel super strongly about my name, but I generally like it. I think it's good and it's like classic, but not overused.
Mm-hmm. I like
it's nice
having Ben, and then I think Benjamin's kind of like fun and like a little like, not professional, but just like old timey.
Yeah, that's fun. You got double options.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ivan,
I actually didn't. I never really have liked it that much, just because like growing up. It was kind of unusual, and I had to like explain it all the time. Mm. Like, oh, what is that? And is that Russian? I mean, I guess it is, but it's also I don't know why my parents settled on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just felt like I had to do a lot of explaining, and I always have to spell it. And people say, "How do you pronounce that?" If they see it written, and
As someone who was, I mean, Ivan was just always around as a name for me.
Grandfathered in,
yeah.
So then it's like Ivan is kind of a norm for me.
Yeah,
but I guess I didn't. Yeah. if you're the person who's Ivan, like it was just always a name and always right there as a like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate having to spell my name on the phone to people because they always get it wrong.
They like, always get it wrong?
I don't know. It's just four words and then four letters and then five. Like, how hard is it? And I spell it pretty slowly and they always like put another E in it or they just make this yeah. like.
Do you, when you're ordering something, do you say your name? Because I have friends who have like.
Just make up a name?
Because like my friend Deacon, when we would be at water polo tournaments, he's like, he'd just be like, John. Because like that's, he's not, like, I get at a certain point, you're just like. Like, whoa, how do you like Deacon? And then they like just get it wrong or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We
used to do the opposite. We'd order and like give some ridiculously long, like Greek god name or something that the person would have a hard time pronouncing when the order came up.
That's funny. We once got blenders when Emma was working and we said the name was Balls.
That's funny. All
right.
She said, Balls, you're smoother. I don't know. She said something funny.
My friend Hank, when he would go to Blaze Pizza, he would say that his name was Henri and start with like the letter Q, and then they would like because they write it down on like the on the pizza, and he'd be like Q O N R E Y, and then just like keep going, and they never at any time were like
Like skeptical,
yeah,
like,
at
yeah.
all.
That's really funny.
Or like not yeah. noticeably.
Would they try? Then they'd try on the at the end to
yes.
They'd give it a good shot.
Yeah, you'd start with just like
Q,
random letters.
That's funny. Okay, I'm getting tired, guys.
How many more do we have here?
Like a lot. They keep coming
rapid,
in.
Let's like try and rapid fire.
Can you just censor or?
Well, we've been trying to rapid fire.
Okay,
like, really.
We got a 30-second budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shot clock.
Explain Riz.
Oh shit.
Riz. Okay. Who says this? OT.
Smidgey Graham.
Smidgey. Riz is when you've got a lot of game.
Mm-hmm. When you're smooth with the.
I don't know if I love saying
Riz.
Riz. Like
I think it's a little.
Ironically.
It's kind of played out and a little cringe, but you know, I think it.
Yeah, it has its moments.
We were really all hungry right. at Harry's, and we were trying to get the waiter over, and I was like fake rizzing her up a little when she wasn't looking.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Riz is a.
We all know what Riz is.
Yeah.
Whatever. Abby, again, sandwich. It's a Smidgey Graham sandwich with Abby bread. If you didn't play the sport that you did, which one would you want to play?
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. I think I maybe, this is kind of not, they're not mutually exclusive, but I kind of wish I started surfing more younger.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, basketball or golf.
Tennis.
Oh, that would
really?
Be cool. That'd yeah. be really cool.
Tennis fan?
No, I just feel like it's a sport you can play your whole life. Like
yeah,
baseball you play and you just stop or water polo
exactly.
or whatever.
Yeah, you can
totally.
Keep tennis going.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm saying about golf too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Golf's the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just like that's a lifelong grind. You're always getting better at golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just staying bad.
Yeah.
It's a lot. In Ben's case.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It's extremely hard.
The hardest sport
in the world. It's weird because like
according to golfers or something.
This is for fully going over the limit. I know. But
we're just painfully aware.
Like I've hit every shot with I've hit every club good during a round before.
Mm-hmm.
But like not altogether, like obviously spaced out with very bad shots. So it's like, do I have the opportunity?
I've got what it takes
to hit all like to hit a good shot on all of my. That's why it's so frustrating.
Yeah,
keeps coming back.
Yes,
Oliver asked, can animals have food allergies? Probably.
Let's look it up.
I don't know.
Okay, well you look that up. I'm gonna keep going. He also asked, Ashton, Frank Ocean might be headlining Coachella this year. Thoughts?
Ooh, I love Frank Ocean. I was kind of like a guy who could like Frank Ocean for a while. And then, I just love Frank Ocean. I love.
Nice. I had to see what it was.
You were talking about listening to
I had to see what it was. Two other people saw it.
Totally.
You were talking about listening to Blonde on the plane, and then I think like 2 days ago in the morning.
It's
an
amazing album.
Really
it's
good.
It's like, yeah. And also, I think Channel Orange is good too. I've never listened to it all the way through, but Song Pyramids is my favorite Frank Ocean song. It's really good. Frank Ocean's headlining Coachella. Good for him. I love Frank Ocean. Boom.
And then he asks, what is the most unlikely thing that has ever happened to you or you have witnessed?
Mm.
That's gonna take a little bit to think of it. Less
no.
Ben's got his plane.
That's a good question.
Ben's got his plane.
I met Stephen Hawking twice.
Oh, so, whoa.
Yeah.
Through?
So I worked at UCSB and drove him from the airport to UCSB. And then my cousin worked for him and met him again when he was back in Santa Barbara. Oof. Under the auspices of
creepy looking.
Oh my gosh. That was
George. Is that really terrible to say?
Did you mean me or him?
It's
he meant him.
Oh
sure.
Sorry guys, I don't know.
That is really bad
night brain.
I'm not gonna say it's I don't know.
That was a joke.
You're not a bad person, but
okay, I was fully a joke. You're
pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Wait, it was a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
What?
Okay. I didn't know.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Guys, George is the type of person that might not be a joke.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That's obviously a joke.
It's so far into the episode, though, George, that...
Yeah, no one's going to hear this.
That's just for Ben later.
Yeah.
That's for me later, like, five times is how often I, like, re-listen to these.
Yeah, it's a joke, guys.
Yeah, the plane story. Racing Melvin Gordon at K1, I think, is pretty cool.
That's
ooh.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Nick. I guess we're just doing celebrities. I met Nick Kroll in a Whole Foods.
So. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet there are other ones or something that, like, aren't celebrities. I wonder, like, what, if there were, like, stats on my life.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, like, what the actual, like, least probable thing is.
I know.
I'm always thinking about that. And, Dad, you brought this up before, but, like, every time you see someone you kind of know at a place that you, like, I don't know, Trader Joe's or just some random place, there's so many people who you kind of know who you just miss, I bet.
Yeah.
Just by a little. But if you could get, like, a little, if you could see where everybody goes,
I want to see, like, an animated map of, like, yeah, the people I know.
When did I just miss someone?
I just missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Nate Vance asks, which cryptid would you fight in hand to hand? I don't know what a cryptid is.
How do you spell it?
C-R-Y-P-T-I-D.
C-E-R-Y?
C-R-Y.
Okay. T-I-D?
Mm-hmm. Cryptid.
Cryptids are animals that cryptozoologists may believe may
like half like half and half or something.
Oh. Like a chupacabra? Like a mythical animal?
Like a
list of cryptids.
There you go.
Perfect.
We've got a champ.
What?
Don't fight the champ, he'll win.
A dobar chew. Loveland frog. I'm taking the
Loveland frog. Oh, what's that guy? This guy with just legs and a funny looking head.
He's a ninjin. He's a humanoid and he's sub-Antarctic.
These sound like
so funny that these are
these are like Pokemon characters.
They're essentially Pokemon characters. I don't know what they're from.
Sea serpents.
Is Griffin one of them? Probably.
Mm.
I wouldn't fight a Griffin.
We're getting into terrestrials. Bigfoot. Classic. Chupacabra.
Chupacabra, there we go.
Nice. Honey Island Swamp Monster. I mean,
I'd fight
classic,
the Honey Island Swamp
these
Monster.
These are classic cryptids.
I'd take on that frog.
Iconic
you
little, yeah.
Lock
I want the champ, actually. If I'm not fighting for a title, then what's it for?
It is kind of funny that these are supposed to be like these like mythical kind of like intimidating creatures, and one of them is just like a frog.
What do you guys think the most likely...
Oh, like one of those?
Yeah, I know it's like...
None of them.
Yeah, I know you're going to say
like
that.
Like a Yeti, maybe? A Yeti in the...
Oh, that might exist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Yeti way up in the... All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
is
I guess...
like a yak
if,
style?
Are you saying like if one had to exist, which one would it be?
Yeah.
Because... Okay, sure.
I know they don't all exist. So, I mean, like what would you say is the most probable too?
I'm going to go with the Fook monster. I mean, it's just, it's a Jonesville monster, Southern Sasquatch Boggy Creek monster.
I think that's almost 100% that one exists.
98, actually.
Yeah, I think it's cool when different civilizations have, like, similar depictions of, like...
Crazy things like that?
Crazy things.
Yeah.
Like, do you think a Kraken ever existed?
No.
No. Fun.
Yeah, super fun, guys.
Good podcast. Oh, like, what am I cracking? Is it dumb? Moving on. Let's get back into more down-to-earth stuff. Come on.
All right, are we...
Yeah, I'm... I'm toast.
We're calling it there. I'm pretty toast, too. Okay. Yeah. I think we all might be toast. We all might be equally toast.
Yeah, I got to drive. Like, George just needs me to, like, drive him home and stuff and, like, getting in my car.
I mean, that's pretty much...
That's what George wants.
That's very much on the way for you, Ben. I don't know.
Oh, no, 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 not that. Like, the getting him into my car.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, cancel me if you want to or something. Don't or do. Who cares?
George has night brain. George's
this
night brain.
This is severe night brain. If we did this podcast in the morning, I'd be popping off.
Okay, George. Do your thing.
For Ben Weber, Ivan Pelly, and Ashton Pelly, this has been George Tracewell.
Oh, a little shake-up.
Have a good one.